Do you have a funny story you'd like to share with us? Give us a call and leave a message. And Bill and Brian will play it in future episodes. The rant line is open at 317-575-0057, extension 20. And now, the two guys you've been waiting for, Bill and Brian.
All right, Bill Caskey, and what's your name?
Brian Neal.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast. We're a little bit late this week. We ran into this whole Labor Day thing really messed us up.
I forgot about that. Monday was Labor Day.
But we are here. We come to you every week with some insight. Sometimes it's insight. Sometimes it's just babble. But hopefully it helps you in the sales process and helps you make more money.
And we are on TV. We're going to start videotaping. We're going to start our own YouTube channel for the Advanced Selling Podcast, correct? And we'll have that up. We'll announce when that's done. And we're going to start videotaping every episode so you can consume either on iPad. And if you want to watch, you can watch too.
Yeah.
And we're going to have little drop-in episodes.
Yeah.
Where we're going to do little extra videos for people that watch us on YouTube. So don't forget, Bill, the camera's there. Don't forget to look
I'm not.
Occasionally.
And Brooke Green's going to be along here next week to talk a little,
little stuff,
a little trash with
us. Add a little estrogen to the room. It's always a good thing.
I came in today and told Brian that my daughter was home this weekend, and she brought her car home, and fortunately, she was home. She had three flat tires in one weekend.
That's amazing.
Two of them, we were able to take it to the shop and have them do it, but Sunday morning, before she left to go back to school, I went out just to inspect the car.
Yeah.
And what do I see is the left rear tire is totally flat.
Of course.
And it's Labor Day weekend, so there's not a whole lot of people open, but there was one.
That's
and he
good.
Said, why don't you just take the tire off and bring it in instead of waiting for AAA, because she had to get back. I'm like, take the tire off. That means I'm going to have to do it. Well, I haven't changed the tire in years. And so I changed it. Everything went fine. I came in today and told Brian, and Brian said, that's nothing.
No, that's nothing. When I was in high school, I'm the most non-mechanical human being. I love to write checks for things like this. This is my favorite thing to do. My dad said, I want you to rotate the tires on the station wagon. Both of them, not meaning both tires,
both station wagons.
And we had one, you know, we had one jack per car. So you had to jack up. So I'm going, okay. And we switched. It was a disaster. It took us like 8 hours, me and my brother. You got to jack up one, take the front driver's side off the custom cruiser and put it on the back rear of the other.
That would have been hard enough just figuring out.
It was an absolute disaster. And, you know, it costs all of $38 to get your tires rotated. I just never forget that. And my stepdad made me change my oil one time right when they came out with Jiffy Lube, when you just drive in, pay him $30 and you're done in 10 minutes. But I had to learn to change my oil. Kind of like my kids learning cursive these days, because they're going to
learn. That's right.
You know, it's insane.
That's funny. Okay, topic today. We have a lot of clients that we coach and we train, and sometimes we'll get questions from them that we use on the podcast. And this is one that I received from a client last week, and I've been working with him for a few months. And he got this email from a prospective client of his, and he called me and said, okay, I got this letter. It's the ding letter. We've all gotten them, or we've all seen them. What should I do next? So, Brian, I'm going to read this letter to you that he got from his prospect, and then we can talk about what to do.
Yeah, perfect. All right.
First name. At this time, we're going to cancel the follow-up meeting that we had scheduled with you on the 6th of September. We have met with the other firm, and they have given us their proposal. Your firm is close on a certain portion of the project. As it relates to another portion, your firm is much higher, greater than 30%. We would like to thank you for your time and interest. The other company has done a great job for us in the past. We are going to stick with them. If something changes in the near future, I will let you know. But I don't plan on looking at this again for 4 to 6 years.
What?
4 to 6 years. So the question
is
the ding letter. I mean, there's a lot written here. There's a lot of things upstream that probably didn't go so right. But first off, as a consultant and a coach, what would you suggest your client do with this? Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's calling back. But tell me a little bit about how you would read that and what you would do, and then I'll tell you.
The first thing I would do, we did this in college whenever we'd go to interview for jobs and we'd get ding letters. And as a senior, what you do is you take your ding letter and you'd mark it off and you'd put other words in here and then you post it outside of your room. So we'd have all these ding letters. So instead of saying dear first name, it would say dear asshole. And then we'd say, you know, at this time, we're going to cancel the follow-up meeting we had scheduled for the 6th of September. We went with blank and they have given us proposals. Shove yours up, you're done. And we'd put that in there. So that would be the first thing I'd do.
Okay, that's first kind thing. Of fun. In your dorm room. Yeah. Jen would like that.
Then I think you could consider even writing them back and saying, thank God you're proving to me that you're a bad business partner, because anyone who would sit on any part of their business for 4 to 6 years is a complete idiot and I don't want to do business with you. All number right. two. Okay, you want to be serious.
Yeah, let's get
you.
Real. Yeah. Let's get real.
So obviously we go to everything that we teach. So we start inner game wise and we ask ourselves, what would drive us to do anything with this? The, mm-hmm. the message is crystal clear. So I first lean on my inner game concepts of abundance and detachment. And I say, this is part of the game. We go through the sales process. We'll make an assumption that our client did what we'd coach them to do. And in that discovery, found out that it just isn't a good match. Mm-hmm. And if someone is 30% higher in something else, it's hard to argue with mm-hmm. if that's really what's going on. So there's part of me that wants to give the recommendation to a politely go back and then move away and just move on down the road.
So do nothing with this or send a note, said, I got your email.
A courtesy note. Yeah, totally understand. No. And I would, if I'm writing the note back and I'm going to take that approach, I would say in there with real pure intent, if we're 30% different and you've got history with there, I'd prefer that you stay there anyway. Mm-hmm. I'd like to keep that because what we want to do here when we end these things with these ding letters or no's, we always want to me, leave the experience positive for the person we're dealing with and valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So to that end, to me, it's valuable. It says to somebody, hey, you know, when I told these guys I wasn't going to do business with them, the way they responded back was awesome. They didn't try to resell me. They didn't try to get back in there and da-da-da-da or use the old, hey, now that we're done, let's talk turkey thing. It's more, to me, it's much more about being real with it. I also, because you never know where this person's going to go.
No.
This person may move, go somewhere else. They may refer or say, you know what? I use these people, but these other people, I'd call them too. That could happen. Mm-hmm. So that's my intent is I want to leave this up with good, strong intent, and I want to be helpful to them if I can.
Mm-hmm.
That's one approach I would take.
Yeah, I think that's good because you never know when this other firm is going to drop the ball either. It may be next month, and if you leave it in an antagonistic kind of way, then they're not going to call you back. They're going to call in a third firm. So it's almost like you've done the work, you've gotten to know them, you've delivered the proposal. It wasn't spot on, but a lot of the work is done. So now it's a matter of ending it well, keeping in touch, and who knows when another opportunity or a referral would happen.
Yeah. Now, can we go back to the prevention part of this? Because here's what bothers me the most about these things is that we're actually getting an email with a set follow-up meeting and finding out at that point that we're 30% off.
Mm-hmm.
That's an indication that we can get better or sharper upstream in the sales process. So we find this out before we schedule this follow-up meeting.
No question.
Now, maybe this person did that and they just didn't get good information. But I really want to make sure all the way through the sales process, the people that I'm speaking with know that we're working this thing together. And if it gets squirrely or sideways, we can both exit and we got to talk about economics. And so where are we? How are we compared to other things? And I hope I would find out that I'm 30% higher there. Then I'm going to say,
you know,
30% higher. Yeah. You're already there. Known trusted source. Unless I'm missing something crazy, probably no compelling reason for us to move forward. Let's call it a day and I'm here if you need
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Then not even get to this point, perhaps.
I agree with you. I think that something has happened up front. There's too many clues in this letter. Number one, they said they're happy with their current supplier.
Exactly.
Well, did we not talk about that up front?
Yeah,
because
right.
I would assume that in your market, you know when you're going to be high. And I know these guys are not low bid, so they're always going to be high. And you need to bring that up front.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There are some obvious clues that maybe my client didn't do a great job up front. But what I suggested to him, and where they were 30% high, they were actually even on a commodity portion of the business that you couldn't justify 2% being high.
Yeah.
But the part where they're 30% high is a part full of ideas, where this firm, my firm's ideas actually might be extremely beneficial economically to this client.
Right.
But I didn't sense that they looked at it that way. They're looking strictly at price versus price.
Yeah.
And so my suggestion to my client was you have to call him back, but first off, acknowledge the clarity of the letter. There's no confusion about where the prospect stands.
Correct.
So I said to him, you ought to go back and say, look, I got your letter, full agreement. My purpose of this phone call is not to try to resurrect this thing, but my purpose is for clarity to understand the whole 30% thing because we talked about ideas, we talked about economic advantage. I just want to make sure that we're looking at things the same way, and if the fact is we are and it's over, then I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and as long as all that's in there, then I'm perfectly good with that.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to do.
So the point is to call him back, and if you have a decent relationship, he's going to take the call. And
always.
And my client said, oh, yeah, he'll take the call.
Always.
But you cannot, and I wrote down here when we first started talking about this a lot of times, because when he called me, my client, he said, here's my thought. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say, and then you critique it.
Ooh, I like that.
It was all arm wrestling.
Ah.
No, he was saying that to me.
I got you. I'm with you now.
And it was real arm wrestling. Well, you know, you're apparently not looking at this in the right way, because if you're saying we're 30% high, then we're really not 30% above. And I don't want to get into an arm wrestling match over the phone of a guy who's been very clear.
Yeah, that makes it much easier to be clearer and to say, Now you're proving my point. I'm really glad I didn't pick you now because now you're starting to push and pry and sell me. I'd much rather leave that with a lot of space and back away from the thing.
Yeah.
The other thing, when we have good intent, remember, our intent is to be helpful to people, even if it means we don't work with them right here, right now.
That's right.
And so there may those ideas still may be on the table and say, hey, you know, as you guys take some of the ideas that we had in our proposal or you want to work with them, if you want to use me as a guide or a resource, I'm more than happy to do that for you,
mm-hmm.
just to stay in touch because it's a long-term gig.
I know we used to teach this a little bit back in the day in the 90s, is that when they say no, it's no. It's no forever. It's done. It's over. And I just don't think that's the case anymore
because
we live in such a flexible, everything's in motion. Everything is progressing, positive or negative. You never know when this is going to happen.
Yes.
So don't look at these as they're over. The ding letter means it's over for now, but it's not over forever. And just make sure you end it right.
Yeah. And this I don't plan on looking at this again for 4 to 6 years. Is a little concerning to me, mm-hmm. if nothing else, just to make sure that we actually look at anything in our business in 4 to 6 years. That's frightening. I mean, you know, unless you, I don't know what we would buy these days.
Things change every 6 years, you know.
You got to redo a McDonald's, right? Don't they have to redo the inside of all retail stores every 7 years?
Uh-huh. So
anyway.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. And I know you may not get ding letters, but you might get a call or the prospect just might have gone silent.
Yep.
And you have to figure out a way. So hopefully that some of these ideas have helped.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Go to our LinkedIn group. We've got a LinkedIn group now, Advanced Selling Podcast LinkedIn group.
Forgot about the camera.
Post things there for us to talk about. We are soon going to have a hotline.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have the Advanced
uh-huh.
Selling Podcast hotline, the rant line. We don't know what we're going to call it yet. You'll be able to call there, and we'll tell you more about that in a couple of weeks.
Yep. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.